Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
World March of Women and Landless Movement of Brazil, the battle against a campaign to imprison Lula. The fact that Lula can't obtain justice shows that nobody who is poor or belongs to popular classes in Brazil can obtain justice. This is blatant. There are women losing their children because they file complaints against their husbands in police stations, said the leader of the World March of Women in Rio Grande do Sul State, Maria do Carmo Bittencourt. We see this in Brazil today, and it is consolidated with this trial for which we already know the outcome. Lula will be convicted, said Maria do Carmo in an interview with Real World Radio on January 24th in Porto Alegre City, when the trial against former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was being carried out on corruption and money laundering charges. The activists of the World March of Women ensure that the trial against Lula is a political trial so that he can't win the national elections to be held in October. He is leading all polls to win on first ballot, she said, and highlighted that the women of the march arrived to Porto Alegre to defend democracy and the possibility to choose Lula because he understands social movements, he understands the hunger of the people. Black women and children are the main targets of poverty in Brazil, she added. Maria believes that the social movements of the country are facing a new cycle of struggle and that it is necessary to continue increasing political awareness on the population. Meanwhile, peasant activist from the Landless Rural Workers Movement of Brazil, Silvia Reis Marques, highlighted in an interview with Real World Radio the unity of the Brazilian left wing in the resistance against de facto President Michel Temer and the judicial attacks against Lula. The people united and strengthened will make changes and transform Brazil in favor of a country free from coup perpetrators. Silvia stated that Lula will be the candidate of the working class on October elections. The workers have made a decision. We will make these transformations real with the people in the streets. Brazil belongs to the Brazilian people who are the ones producing wealth, working, she said. The MSC leader added that the struggle will be long and hard, but she said that if the struggle is big, big will be our courage and resistance.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.